Northern Territory Police have confirmed they're investigating several criminal allegations in relation to Darwin's youth detention centre. The news follows claims made by a former detainee that staff at the centre made teenagers fight and eat animal faeces for rewards of junk food. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
The claims are horrifying. Young people being asked to fight with each other for extra soft drinks and chocolate, and being encouraged to eat bird feces so staff could post it on the messaging app Snapchat. The allegations were made by Travis, a young man who spent time in Darwin's Dondale Youth Detention Centre.
There was a peacock that came over from Berrimah Prison into our prison, and it started staying down bottom where all the kids were, and we started feeding it and that. And there was poo sitting on the ground one time, and a young fella got dared to eat it. Shit, and they videoed it and put it on Snapchat and that to all their friends, and they gave him a Coke and a chocolate.
The Northern Territory's Corrections Commissioner Ken Middlebrook says at this point he won't be taking any action.
Not unless something substantive comes along for me to use, but listening to something coming from off the conference floor like this, I put no validity in unless it's backed up with some evidence.
But the Northern Territory Police are investigating a number of allegations in relation to the Dondale Centre. Ruth Barson from the Human Rights Law Centre says it's time for the Northern Territory government to act.
The fact that there are allegations that there's a culture of bullying, that there's a culture of demanding or requiring or even encouraging young people to participate in behaviour that absolutely undermines their rehabilitation, that absolutely damages young people in terms of their development, should be ringing loud alarm bells for the entire Northern Territory government.
The Human Rights Law Centre on Monday lodged a complaint with the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, asking it to urgently investigate the use of tear gas, spit hoods and solitary confinement at Dondale. The Northern Territory's Children's Commissioner, Colleen Gwynne, has called for a full criminal investigation.
Detention is a place where we should be working with young people and assisting them to make better decisions in life. And most of them have come from violent backgrounds themselves. To then turn around and encourage them to undertake, to engage in such behaviours, to me, I'm just flabbergasted by that.
The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, the Attorney General and the Police Minister have all been contacted for a response.
Felicity James with that report.